Kiran Lamed Vova Med Aleph Atap. Bo Re'eh Kama Nisim Nasu Bo Sayom. The day that they crossed the Yarden, quite a few Nisim happened. Bo Avru as from Yisrael Sayarden, the Yarden split, that was the first Nes. Ubo Lahar Rizim Lahar Evel Yesim Mishishim Mil. They traveled in one day more than 60 mil. The Ein Kol Beri Yechol Lamo Bifnehem. And nobody could stand up against them. Anybody who tried to, miad nisras. They, they had to immediately, out of fright, go to the bathroom. Shenamer as emosi ashalach lefanecha, v'hamosi es kol ha'om asher tovu bohem. V'omer, okay, Rashi. No Rashi. V'hamosi, loshen mehuma v'irbuv haguf, u'mashe besocho. Mehuma means a person will be confounded. And it means physically also that he lost control of himself. Because of the fear. The Omer Tipo Aleim Imosul Afachad Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishona. When they came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, they crossed the Yarden. So that's Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem. Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa Zubi Ashniya. That's in the time of Ezra when they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Emer Meyato Ruuyin Hoy Yisrael Asoslehem Neis Bevi Ashniya Kavi Rishona. That there was really befitting them that if they were Roy, that they would have the same kind of nisim happen when they came to Eretz Yisrael the second time after Golus as on the first time they went in with Yoshua, and they wouldn't have had to come in only with the reshus of the Persians. They would have come valiantly on their own without being beholden to anybody. Ela shegorim achet, but the ma'isa the chet was gorim. Some say the chet wasn't, not everybody came back. That if they would have all come back, right, then the Gemara says that if they would have all come back, it would have been Roy for that Nes. But since they didn't, and most of them stayed in Bavel, so they weren't Roy for that Nisim to happen. And they had to come back only with the permission of Persia. The Achar Kach, Hevius Vavonim, the Bonuas and Mizbeach, after they crossed the Yarden, they took the stones from the Yarden, the second set of stones, and they built from them a Mizbeach on Har Evel, the Sadu Besid, and they covered it over with plaster. The Kosva Lehm is called Divrei HaTorah B'Shivim Lashon, according to the Man D'Omer, who says they wrote it after they plastered it, not before. Shenamar Bayer Hetev, very much well explained in all 70 languages. The Helu Olus Shlomim, and they, on that Nizbeach, brought Olus Shlomim, V'Ochlu, V'Shosu, V'Samchu, U'Borchu, V'Kilalu, and then they said the Brachos and the Klolos after they brought these Korbanos. And the question obviously is, the Chora, they gave the Klolos on Har Evel. Right? Why there was a big simcha of making the Mizbeach on Har Evel? They should have made the Mizbeach on Har Grizim. Why did the Torah say to do it on Har Evel? But the idea is that the Klolos are not there to harm Klai Yisrael, they're there to warn them not to do these Averis. So there's more warning in being told that something bad's going to happen to you if you do it than to be told something good will happen to you if you don't do it. So the tremendous simcha in hearing the brachos and klolos, because that was a protection, right, a deterrent from them doing averus. So they made the dafkan har evil, they made the mizbeach and brought the olos and shlomim. The kiplu es avonim, and then they took apart the mizbeach and the ubo velonu begilgal, and they brought them to Gilgal. Shenemar v'avartim osam imachem v'inachtim osam b'molom. Like we had before, put them in the place where you'll stay overnight, and that was in Gilgal. Yochel b'chol molen, I might think you have to carry these avonim around to every place where they stayed. Tamadom rasher talinu bo halayla, that night. Uksi the eshtemes rei avonim ha'eila shilochu. And it says that in the Pasuk Taka, the 12 stones that they took out of the Yarden, they eventually set up in Gilgal. Okay, Rashi. Biarishona, kibi me Yoshua. Biashnia bi me Ezra. Lasos lahem neis, lalos bizroa. The nation should have happened. They should have been able to come back the koach, right? The lo yu mishtabdim lemalchus, and not under the rule of Persia. Elishigorim chetom shal Yisrael be made by Yisrishon. The nigzar aleim shlo yalu elibish birshus. The mice of the averas that existed in Bayis Rishon weren't completely nischaper, and therefore there was a gzeira that they shouldn't come up only with the rishus of Persia. Can you see mi bochem mi kol amo? Okay, and the Gemara seems to say the reason was shelo alu kulam, that they had all come up, right, if they had come up the Choma, right, defiantly and left the Golos, then the Nisim would have happened. Pirio Mimal Einov. We didn't hear yet. Tana Tzira Lo Ovra Imohem, right, the Tzira did not, what's it called, cross the Yarden. Mercer's below, the Tzira was this, whatever Bria was, wasn't a hornet, but it was some kind of Bria that we'll see spewed poison that debilitated the enemy. So it didn't cross the Yarden. The Mercer says, the law, the Haksivi Shilachti Satsiro Fanecha, says that Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I'm going to send the Tzira before you to decimate the enemies on the other side of the Yarden. Rav Shim ben Lakish, Al Svas Yarden Onda, whatever this was, it stood on the banks of the Yarden, the eastern banks, the Zorka Behen Mora, the Simso Enea Milmala, the Sirson Milmata. And this poison blinded them above, and what's it called, Sirson, castrated them on the bottom. Shenemar v'anochi heshmadeti esu emorim mitnehem asher ki gova arozim govu v'chosun hu ka'alonim v'ashmit pirio mimal v'shorosho mitachas, these giants. So the poison blinded them, and then it cut them down in the middle of their body also. Rapapa omer shtei tzira zelye. No, the one tzira taka didn't go over the Yarden, but the second tzira did. There was a tzira that came in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu also, and decimated the enemies that they fought, Sichon and Og. And that one didn't cross the Yarden. Chada the Moshe, v'chada the Yoshua. The Moshe lo over, the Yoshua over. See? Pirio mimal einov, that's the eyes. The Shorosha mitacha sirus, they castrated them. The helu olos ishlamim, shikach nitztavu ba'osu parsha is out of order. Okay, that the parsha says, v'therish avon shlemos tivnev zavachta shlamim. Okay, it's my turn. Shisha shvatim, all of the Rosh Hargrizim, six of the shvatim went up to Hargrizim, and six of them to Har Evel. My v'hachetzio, in Yoshua it says, chetzi min ha'am, v'hachetzio, and the other with a hey, hey idea, v'hachetzio. Why does it say v'hachetzio? Amrav Kahana, kadera shechalukim kan, kan chalukim avni ma'efod. It's referring to another half of the shvatim that was done something else with them somewhere else. What was that? The half of the shvatim that was written on the Avnei Ha'Ephod, on the shoulders of the Kohen, the straps of the Ephod, were two stones inscribed with the names of the 12 Shvatim, six on one shoulder and six on the other. Meisve, somewhere says that's not true. They weren't exactly as they were written. They didn't go one on one mountain, one on the other, right, similar to their names on the two shoulders of the Kohen. Meisve, Shtei Avonim Tovos, Hoyulo the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had two precious stones on his shoulders, al kseifo, vachas mikam, vachas mikam, one on one shoulder, one on the other, ushmo shnei masor shvatim kosuv aleihem. And the names of the 12 tribes were written on these two stones. Shisha levin zuva, shisha levin zuva, six names on one and six names on the other. Shneamar, shisha mishmosim al hoeven hoachas, shisha hanosorim al hoeven hashenis, kitoldosam. So it says Kedoldo Sam can go back only on the second ones, not on the first ones. The first ones were not written in the order that they were born. The lo rishon the Kedoldo Sam. Ibnashi Yehuda muktam. And the first stones, Ruvain wasn't first, but Yehuda was. And then they were in the order that they were born, after Yehuda. The Chamishim Osios Hayu, there were 50 letters, and the Gemara will discuss how there were 50, because if you count them, the Chorah is only 49 on the second stone. Esrim v'chamish aleven zu, 25 on this, and 24 on the second stone, not 25. And v'esrim v'chamish aleven zu, 25 on this one. And where it says that they added a hey to Yosef, Yehosef, to make it to 25. See Rashi. Kisol dosam, no. Kedera shechalukin, no. Mai v'hachetzio. B'Yoshua hochiksiv. In Yoshua it says, v'hachetzio, b'hai krodim asnisim, v'chol Yisrael, chetzio el mul hargrizim, v'hachetzio el mul harevel. Lomalei l'michto v'hachetzio, d'mashma, o chetzio hameyuchad, hachetzio can mean with a hey idea, either the special half, o chetzio hanishka b'mokam acher, or a half that's mentioned somewhere else. But it refers to something that's referring to something else, another half that we have somewhere else. Kederesh shechalukim ashvatim b'har grizim b'har evil k'dechsiv Eile yamdu levorech esa'om. The eile yamdu alaklola. Torah says beferish, who was on the klola side? Who was on the bracha side? Kachalukim ba'avnei eifod. That's exactly how they were split up on the avonim of the eifod. Sha'om were bohen shisha mishmosam. So hanach shisha the hargrizim ksuvim al ho'achas. The six who were on hargrizim were written on one stone. The shisha the har'evel ksuvim al ha'shenis. And the six of har'evel were written on the second stone. V'hainu d'chsi v'hachetzio. Oso chetzio achokuk ba'achas minu avonim. Right. The hachetzio means the half, just like the half of the tribes that were written on the stones of the ephod. Ketoldosam, keseder leidosam. So the second ones were written according to the order of their birth. Shisho achronim kesidron. God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Ubinyamin. Zehu seder leidosam. The shisho rishonim nichtavu ba Yehuda, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Don, Naphtali, Keseder, Lidosan, Chutzmi, Yehuda. But the first ones weren't written in the order of their birth, because Yehuda was put out of order first. The Esrim, the Chamisha, Levin, Zul, the Kamen, Poro, Shisha, Achronim, Esrim, the Arba, Havu, Huda, Havu. I think what I was going to ask later, Lachora, if you count up the Osios of the second set of six Shvatim, there's only 24 Osios in their names. The Gemara says they added a hay to Yosef to make it 25.